When do you think about trees? When do you notice them? Some people talk about trees when we see deforestation and the mudslides that happen after that, and the trees become the current topic. Some people talk about trees in the fall, especially in the northeast part of our country, or maybe in the mountains. Some people go to the Smokies, and those leaves start to change colors. And of course, depends upon how much rain we've had leading up to that. Some years the colors are brighter and more marvelous and varied, and sometimes the leaves look pretty dead to start with. What else do you think about trees? I had a young man that I knew that got out of the state of Nebraska, had never been out of the state of Nebraska. Almost makes you cry, doesn't it? He went to a place in the United States and they had trees. He came back to our little farm town and he couldn't stop talking about all the green and all the trees and all the hills because it wasn't flat and brown like Nebraska. Maybe if you're a tree hugger, you might talk about trees. Save the trees. And if you had a swimming pool in the backyard and you had a bunch of trees and it was now autumn and fall and you're trying to keep the leaves out of the pool, you might talk about trees, but not in a very nice way. The Bible talks about trees and it goes completely under our radar. In fact, we miss many things the Bible talks about. That's why there's enough material in there to preach for a lifetime and you still won't cover it all. Today's tree, you already know. There are two trees that are identified in the Garden of Eden. Now, in creation, God created trees, and it talks about fruit and that they would be bearing fruit. And that Adam and Eve ate from those trees, that they ate fruit. It never says peach, apple, or what. It just doesn't say. Only two trees were named in the garden. The tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. And the tree of knowledge and good and evil, there was one rule. Don't. That was it. Garden life was awesome. It was simple. God communed with them. They walked with God. They talked with God. God talked with them. I can't think of a better picture and a life and a lifestyle. And all God said was, do not eat of that tree. And if you know the biblical narrative, you know the serpent, who's actually the devil in the form of a snake. I don't know if that's why many of us just don't like snakes, you know, but here he is in the form of a snake. And he convinces Adam and Eve. And the Bible records the dialogue between the serpent and Eve, but you need to remember Adam is right there. And Adam had heard directly from God, don't. And there they start looking at the tree, and the serpent says, if you eat of this, you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And they looked at the tree, and they thought, man, that looks good to eat. And all of a sudden, God's command, don't, was set aside. And they ate of that fruit. Whatever it was. In artwork, it's often an apple, but the Bible never said it was an apple. I think apples get a bad rap, you know, for that. But here, they ate of that forbidden fruit. And everything changed, and it wasn't for the good. For when they ate of that fruit, all of a sudden, they did know evil. And they craved evil. They desired evil. And they understood what evil brought because now they were ashamed. They weren't ashamed because they didn't have any clothing. It wasn't the fact of their physical size and shape and skin color and all of that. But it was the fact that they themselves, as a human being, were exposed. That their sinfulness was out in the open. The tree of knowledge in good and evil, when they ate of it, it changed everything since then, for all of time, for what we know on this earth. From that point on, every descendant, and remember, we don't believe in evolution, so we're not going there with all the other cell structures and, you know, development and Big Bang theories and stuff like that. We simply follow God's word, and we believe that every one of us, in some way, shape, or form, in terms of timeline, we are connected to Adam and Eve. In fact, it gets narrow after their time in the days of Noah. You know, when the flood, the world was flood, and no survivor except Noah, his wife, the three boys, and their wives. But all of us follow that chain of DNA back to Adam and Eve. And that's when the sinful nature came to be. And the Bible says we are conceived dead in sin. We are born dead in sin. And it's as if it wasn't bad enough that we carry a sinful nature by heredity. We carry a sinful nature by our own actions and inactions, our own choices and denials, and everything else that we do that offends God. Everything that we do that's against God's law. And it happened at the start with that tree. The tree itself wasn't bad. What was bad is that Adam and Eve chose to partake of a fruit where the law was, do not eat of it. And mankind could not be like God. We could not have all of that knowledge and all of that understanding and behave well. You know, it's sort of like, I don't know if it ever happened in your house that you got to help bring the groceries in and mom bought cookies and I'm one of six and that word went out. You could whisper cookies and if any one of us was within 300 yards, we heard. That tree brought such an evil into our very being that we could not turn away from it, that we were consumed by it. That tree was not evil in and of itself, but our choice to disobey God was. Now, later on in the scriptures, we find that there's a different tree, and we're going to talk more in detail about that tree called the cross. And by another tree, God restores us and takes away our sin. But it was the one on that tree that was important because he too is a descendant, not just of the line of David, but all the way back to Adam. He is true God and true man, and he is everything that we aren't. He is holy. He is righteous. He is obedient. He is perfect. The one who had all knowledge because he was with God even before the world began, he was with God at creation. He is the Word made flesh, says John in the Gospel. This is Jesus Christ, who is the very spoken word. When God said, let there be, that's Jesus. And this Jesus knew all knowledge, but it did not consume him, because he is God. He isn't like God. The serpent offered an option. You will be like God. But man could never be like God. And so God sent his Son, who is true man and is true God. And he could take away our sins and all of the things that we have done where God had said, don't. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't cuss. Don't swear. Don't be obnoxious. Don't be rude. Don't be crude. All the don'ts that you could list. Jesus Christ was perfect. And he obeyed God. And he's the one that rescues us from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He is the one that restores us to be God's people as God intended. And we get a glimpse of that as we are baptized into Christ and we're united with him in his death and resurrection. We get a glimpse of that when we are given the body and blood of Christ in the Lord's Supper. And we are restored, our sins are forgiven. But it doesn't take but a heartbeat step away from that heavenly meal. And there's something that's in us that comes out of us. It's a thought, it's an emotion, a feeling, whatever it is, we have sinned within seconds. But God has still called us his own. We don't have to fear that tree of knowledge of good and evil anymore. For we have the one that has fulfilled all of that for us. In our time in Lent, we'll be taking a look at other trees throughout the time in the scriptures, throughout history. And each tree stands for something that connects us to the journey that Christ does for us in our place as he goes to Calvary and he dies for our sin. Each tree was created by God in his own timing, and each tree has a message for you and I. With their limbs and leaves and all their shape as we will envision, yet this unfolds for us. And we will be reminded again and again that this tree, where it all started, we didn't fall because of God, we fall because of ourselves. But we rise because of God. We rise because of the one who picks us up. We rise for the one because of the one who was lifted up on a tree, on a cross. So I hope you join us for the rest of the series as much as you are able to. For tonight is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's the message that God said, don't. It's also the message that God said to his Son, do. For he desired all to be saved. Do this for the sake of my people. Do this so that they may be rescued from sin and death and hell and all the evil that we just can't master because we are not like God. But thanks be to God that Jesus is God, and he was able to handle that and overcome it and more. And we will see the trees of the Bible on our Wednesday nights. Amen.